I'm Carlos, here to discuss creating set files for WindowEyes. Now last time we introduced the concept of WindowEyes dictionaries, the four dictionaries containing the word exceptions, character, key label, and the graphic dictionary. Last time we reviewed the word exceptions dictionary, this time we're going to start off talking about the character dictionary. First I need to open my notepad. I'm going to press my start menu key here.
Start menu.
And P for programs.
P equals programs pull down.
A. Just go ahead and press enter.
C equals communications pull
and
down.
And I'm going to press the letter N as in Nancy.
N equals menu closed. Button. Desktop. Untitled notepad. Edit box. I-beam.
Okay, so here I am in my WordPad. My character dictionary allows me to rename a character. So, for example, I'm going to hold down shift and press the number 8, the numeric 8, not the number pad 8, to get
start.
A star, an asterisk. But let's say I don't want that to be called star. Say I'm reading something that, for example, contains a lot of mathematical notations, and in this case, it would be times. If I want WindowEyes to read that as times instead of star, I would change that in the character dictionary. Now, if I place my mouse pointer on that character, I'm going to hold the insert key down and press the plus key on my number pad.
Pointer out at the caret.
And I can make sure that my mouse is on that character, which is not, so I need to press my number 4 and 6 keys to move left and right with the mouse by character. I'm going to move to the left.
Star.
And now we are on the star. So now if I press Ctrl-Shift-E to bring up the dialog that allows us to enter the character dictionary, I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-E.
Button E equals exception dictionary dialog. Dialog dictionary selection dialog graphic default button E equals exception dictionary dialog button C equals character dictionary dialog button K equals key label dictionary dialog button cancel arrow.
Okay, so now all we have to do is tab
button C equals character dictionary dialog.
There's the character dictionary button and so we can press enter.
Edit box O equals original dialog edit character dictionary.
Okay, so now that we're brought into the character dictionary dialog, the first edit box we're in is the original edit box, and since my mouse pointer was on the character I want to change, it puts that character in the dictionary. I can verify that with my arrow keys.
Edit box. O equals original star. Star. Star.
Yep, there it is. And then I just used my left arrow key to make sure it was there, then I arrowed back to the right. Now I can tab.
Edit box R equals replacement.
And this is the replacement edit box. And I want that to be times. So I'm going to write the word times.
T-I-M-E-S.
And press my tab key.
Read only. Edit box F equals font fix ezzies.
Now, this is the font that it's letting us know, which I never personally heard of this font before. That's the font that my star is in. The reason that's important is if I tab again.
Checkbox. Check by equals include font.
The checkbox that says include font right now is checked. Now, that means that if I write a star, and say that happened to be in some popular font, such as Times New Roman, if this is checked, it's only going to read star if it shows up in Times New Roman. If you type a star in Arial, then it'll read star instead of times. So if you wanted to apply for all fonts, you want to make sure this checkbox is unchecked. So I'm going to uncheck that.
Space. Unchecked.
And press my tab key.
Read only. Edit box A equals associated file.
Now this is the associated file. This tells us what the associated dictionary file is, which there is none at the moment. I'm going to press my tab key.
Read only. Edit box C equals current file.
This is the current file read-only edit box, and there is no current file at this moment. So I'm going to tab again.
List box. U equals current dictionaries. char.chr 1 of 1.
This is the char.chr dictionary file. All the character dictionaries end in .chr for their extension. So this is the overall character dictionary. So this is what I want to add the star to at the moment. So I'll press tab.
Button E equals add entry.
And press enter.
Edit box. O equals original.
So now, it added the star, to say times, into the character dictionary. The char.chr. So now I'm going to press tab just to verify that got entered. I'm going to press my tab key.
Edit box R equals read only. Edit box checkbox. Unchecked I equals include font.
Still pressing tab.
Read only. Edit box. Read only. List box U equals current dictionaries. Charpoint CHR11.
Back to our current dictionaries. Tab one more time.
List box D equals dictionary contents. 1 of 1.
Okay, so here's our dictionary contents. And it just said 1 of 1 because by default our math settings are off. But if I use my speak summary hotkey, which is Control Shift S, I'm going to press that 2 times.
1 of 1. Star. 1 of 1.
So it did tell us that there's a star in there. So now I can just tab to OK.
Button E equals. Button M equals remove it. Button OK.
And press Enter.
Untitled Notepad. Edit box. Blank. I-beam.
So now if I move to the left with my arrow key.
Times.
It reads the. It read star as times. I'm going to hit Control End.
End of document.
And press Enter. So now if I want to write 8 times.
Times.
Notice it said times when I held shift and pressed the number 8 for the star. And I can press 2.
2.
And that's why it just makes it much easier to review mathematical documents, for example. I mean, you can rename any key, but just for example purposes, I decided to use the star. So now even if I use my left and right arrow keys, I'm going to arrow left.
2. Times. 8.
And of course it read that the opposite way that I typed it since I was arrowing left. So I wrote 8, star 2, and since I renamed the star to be times, every time we come across the star with our cursor or mouse, it's going to read that as times. Now, the way I just added it applies to overall set files. So if I just want to add it to the notepad set file, what I need to do is go to my Windows control panel, control backslash,
Windows active notepad .0,
and press Alt F as in file to get to the file menu.
F. O equals open pull down.
And here we are open. I just want to press enter.
S equals set file.
Now I want to arrow down to character dictionary. So let's arrow down.
C equals character dictionary.
There it is. So now let's press enter.
Menu closed. Dialog open edit box N equals file name .chr.
So now it has .chr in here. I would always pay attention to what's in this because it tells you what the file extension should be, in a sense. It already has .chr. So I'm going to type in notepad.chr.
N-O-T-P-A-D.C-H-R.
And press enter.
Window eyes active notepad .000 associated notepad .000.
I'm going to press escape.
Untitled notepad. Edit box. Blank A2.
Now, if I want to add this just for notepad, I'm going to go back to my character dictionary. I'm going to press Control Shift E.
Button E equals exception dictionary dialog.
And I'm going to silence that with my shift key for now. I'm going to press tab.
Button. C equals character dictionary dialog.
Press enter.
Edit box. O equals original dialog edit character dictionary.
Now I can tab.
Edit box. R equals replacement times.
Tab. This is our entry from before. I'm just going to keep tabbing.
Read only. Edit box F equals font quick setsies.
Keep tabbing.
Checkbox. Unchecked I equals
in.
Read only edit box. A equals associated file notepad .chr.
Now it has our associated file as notepad.chr. That's the character dictionary associated with our notepad set file right now. And I'm going to tab again.
Read only. Edit box C equals current file char.chr.
The current file, char.chr, is the current active file. That's where my times, my star renamed as times, is located. So I'm going to press tab.
List box. U equals current dictionaries. Char.chr 1 of 2.
Now we get two items, whereas before we just had char.chr. I'm going to press my down arrow key.
Notepad.chr.
And here we get
two.
My notepad.chr character dictionary. So now we should be able to press tab.
Button. E equals add entry.
And press enter.
Edit box O equals original.
Now let's tab down just to make sure everything got entered correctly, so I'm going to tab.
Edit box R equals replacement. Read only edit box. Checkbox. Uncheck. Read only edit box A equals associated. Read only edit box C equals current file. List box. U equals current dictionaries. Notepad point CHR 2 of 2.
Okay, so the notepad.chr is still the current dictionary. I want to tab.
List box. D equals dictionary contents. 1 of 1.
So now this is our dictionary contents. I'm going to use my speak summary hotkey one more time. Control Shift S as in Sam. I'm going to press that 2 times.
Star. 1 of 1.
So it told us that star is indeed in there. Now this is just for the notepad.chr. Let's just get rid of the one for the char.chr. I'm going to shift tab.
List box U equals current dictionaries. Notepad point CHR 2 of 2.
And arrow up.
Char point CHR 1 of 2.
Now I'm going to tab.
List box D equals dictionary contents. 1 of 1.
And this is our contents for the char.chr dictionary. Since we just arrowed to the list box to change it from notepad.chr to char.chr. And I'm going to press speak summary just to verify that that is a star that I'm about to remove.
Star. 1 of 1.
And it is. So now we can tab to our remove button.
Button E equals add entry. Button M equals remove entry.
And press enter.
Edit box O equals original.
So now everything is just for our notepad.chr and not in our char.chr. Now let's just tab to OK. Actually, I'm going to shift tab because it's much quicker to shift tab from the current spot we're in instead of tabbing. So I'm going to shift tab.
Button cancel.
And one more time.
Button OK.
And press enter.
Untitled notepad. Edit box. Blank A2.
Okay. If we wish to save our character dictionary, we need to go to the WindowEyes control panel, control backslash.
WindowEyes active notepad point 000 associated notepad point 000.
And press Alt F to enter the file menu.
F equals open pull down.
Now we
arrow.
Can arrow down till we get to save.
C equals close pull down. S equals save pull down.
And press enter.
S equals set file.
Now we're in the menu where we can choose which item we want to save. We want to save our character dictionary. So let's arrow down to character dictionary.
A equals set file and all dictionaries. C equals character dictionary.
And press enter.
Menu closed. I-beam.
And now we just saved our character dictionary, which changes star to times. Now, if you're reading by lines, you just want to make sure that you turn your math punctuation settings on, because it's going to exclude an item such as this when you read by line or read to end. So you want to do that under the screen menu. And once you save your dictionary, you also want to save your set files. So now I'm going to go back to the file menu with Alt F.
F. O equals open pull down.
And arrow down to save.
C equals close pull down. S equals save pull down.
Press enter.
S equals set file.
And here we are at set file. So I'm going to press enter again.
Menu closed. I-beam.
So, there you have it. You save the dictionary and the set file, so the next time you come into Notepad, WindowEyes will be using the notepad.chr, the character dictionary, associated with the Notepad set file. That's about all the time we have for this time. Next week, we'll continue talking about dictionaries. If you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.